Both side, I and Zion at base. We're still about, talking about the same story of a person who wanted to give a get. He was very sick, and it was Shabbos. Okay, Rashi tells us that the suggestion is made in the Gemara. V'tezel e v'techad v'tiftach v'tachzik be, that it be called to the kark of a kinyan chazaka. So Rashi asks, Rashi explains rather, harezu chazaka. And now that he gives her the chotzer, v'gita besocha, utna, and the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, v'chosin shenel machrayas niknim im v'chosin sheshen machrayas v'kesef v'shtar v'chazaka. We call this Kenyan Agav. The obvious question is, who in the world is talking about Kenyan Agav? The whole sugya is talking about Kenyan Chotzer. Why does suddenly Rashi throw in Agav? The Ran, as a matter of fact, argues in Rashi. What kind of Agav is this? We're talking about Kenyan Chotzer. What impelled Rashi to leave the Pashtus and say we're talking about a case of Kenyan Agav, not a case of Kenyan Chotzer? That's the problem. So, a number of suggestions have been given. Each one has a little extra wrinkle, which is important in the entire sugya. The Gemara Daf Ayin Chesem and Beis, we'll get to hopefully soon, tells us that although there is a concept of Kinyan Chotzer in certain specific instances, Gemara talks about it within Dalet Amos, within 100 Amos, but Va'at lo tavid uvda adamati get liyodo. So Tosus limits his statement, only with Shusarabim. But a chotzer has no problem. And they quote our Gemara. Tezel e v'techa v'tiftach. But the Aruch says no. Kibalim rabosenu. Even the chatzera, it's not good. Until it gets into her hand. Ooh, the question becomes, for whatever reason, they don't want to rely upon Kenyan chotzer. Perhaps the reason they don't want to rely upon Kenyan chotzer is because in certain extended cases of chotzer, that the Gemara describes on the Ayin Chesem and Beis, is it Karov Lo? Is it Karov Lo? People could make a mistake, and therefore they said, you know what, to play it safe, we don't want to use chotzer whatsoever. Perhaps Rashi, in contrast to Tosfos, says, no, chotzer in fact is not sufficient, mi-chumra, and that's why he introduces Kinyan Agav. Because Kinyan Agav is, in a certain sense, better than chotzer, because Kinyan chotzer is, because it's so expansive, as all these cases of Rishus Rabim, with Karov Law, etc., people can make a mistake. But Agav, which is more circumscribed, perhaps there is no such possibility of a mistake. And this answers another question. Rashi explains to us over here, on the back of the Ayin Zion at base, Liknei Habal Adukta Demachas Begita Lisha Bechazaka, the Kaka Nika Bechazaka, and Rashi is through Agav. We paskin in the Masech Kiddushin that Agav works by magic. If I sell you a house here in New York, I could transfer you kalim in Chicago. You don't need what we call tzvurin. As long as I say Agav v'kni, it's good enough. So the question becomes, what's happening over here? Why here do you need tzvurin? So the answer may be, yes, just to effect a kinyan in purely monetary terms, you don't need tzvurin. But when it comes to get, it's going to be our opening to today's shiur in general, the first part. You require a kinyan, you also require a nesina. It would only be considered a valid nesina if the get is in the particular property that's being transferred from husband to wife. Fine. This is one interpretation. Again, Rashi was concerned with the Shita Sa'oruch, and therefore he introduced Agav. If you look in the Sefer Cheshek Shlomo, just to refresh your memories briefly, we saw this a while ago. Please turn. Most of you have a Kovetz Mefarshim. Well, here it's called Yalkut Mefarshim. There's a Cheshek Shlomo on this Rashi. Rashi's Tamuah. What kind of agav? Hobinan v'nosan b'yado b'shusa. How can agav possibly work? And the Rani asked the question, what's wrong with chotzer? He gave her the mokum nefinas aget. What's going on? V'nir l'liyashev. The Rashi agrees, listen to this pshat, that the Ika Gerishin comes with chotzer. But Rashi requires binan. Shiaisha kona aget. You have to have nesina plus kinyan. We saw about this already yesterday. The machlokas the ktsos and those who disagree. V'hacha kevan shaget kvar hayamunach sham kodem shakonsa achotzer eino kona mitaras chotzer kvar shakonsa vashach. Therefore, Rashi had to say yakone ba'agav ushneem ke'echad tovim. What does that mean? The nesina is fulfilled with chotzer and the kinyan is fulfilled with agav. Remarkable. And, the brackets at the end, he quotes the proof we mentioned yesterday, that Bal Korcha should prove that you don't require a kinyan. He says, no. Okay, this is a different interpretation by the Cheshek Shlomo. It's interesting that some say exactly the reverse, that when the woman acquires the property to Kinyan Chazaka, she opens or closes the door, there is no Nesina, because she has been the active party. She's the primary active party in acquiring it to Kinyan Chazaka. And the Chotzer, we'll see soon, or we saw it already yesterday, it's not considered to be an act of Nesina. That's what Agav comes to the rescue. Agav is the Nesina. Exactly the flip side of the Cheshek Shlomo. Cheshek Shlomo says the Nesina is fulfilled by Chotzer and you need a Kinyan Agav. And why is the Kinyan Chotzer doesn't work? Because of the Shach. I want to say the reverse. Here in this particular case, the Nesina, the Chotzer would not work for Torah's Nesina because she is acquiring the Chotzer by herself by doing the Kinyan Chazaka by opening or locking the door. Therefore, the agav, which is more on his side, he's saying lei chazeku kni, or kni agav akarka, agav kni kani. That's a requirement. So therefore, it's coming more from his side. So it's exactly the opposite of what the Cheshek Shlomo had suggested. Fine, good. Let's now turn to the next important matter in this sugya, which is we already intimated. What is going on in this Gemara on Ayin Zayin and Beis? Tosfos already asked the kasha. We read one line from Tosfos already yesterday. Let's take a look at it again. The key line: Tosfos Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. V'teizel I v'teira v'tiftach v'boyne shalolim v'tzligidach megabe karka. What's happening over here? She's doing the action. She is acquiring the property. Says Tosfos, no, it's not. Why not? The last two lines: the kevon shehaged bo merushus habal rushusa. Havi ki ilu nisono lo. What does that mean? What do the words mean? She did it, not he. So the stipler quotes the Meiri adds four words. Hol umakne lo hakarka. After all, the husband is active, not in the physical act of the nesina, but in transferring possession of the karka to the woman. In fact, the stipler, every case of tligit megabe karka is the same thing. The husband says to the wife, listen, here's the get bikonet. Obviously, that's insufficient. So why over here is it sufficient? That's his question. So he gives the following answer. In the case of tligit megabe karka, the woman does the ma'aseh kinyan. She picks up the get from the ground. Sure, he has to give her permission to be able to acquire it. If I pick up something which is not mine, I don't acquire it. But nonetheless, it's considered to be her action, and therefore it's no good. But if the man is makna to the woman, not to get itself, and says, pick it up, but he's makna the chotzer to her, and says, pick it up. How does she pick it up? By locking or unlocking the door. That's where you acquire the property. Then we say as follows. It's considered to be v'nosan biyada, when he transfers the property to her. It's a Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph. Person wrote a get, put it in his chotzer, and he wrote her a shtar matana on the chotzer. So it works. What happened? He didn't do anything. No, the answer is that when he transfers the property to her, that itself is considered to be an act of nesina. Again, a property, not the get itself. That's how the stipend understands Tosis, based upon the Me'iri. Avdei Meluwan and Torah's Gittin say no. Let's say that he puts it into his field, and then he transfers the field to the woman. It's like his shliach la'olacha given to a shliach la'kabbalah. You may recall we saw a lashon of chatzim b'shem shlichus in certain limited cases. It was like it's compared to shliach la'olacha gave it to a shliach la'kabbalah. So I saw that the Imre Moshe asks a question. Otu chatzir gavro? Mela her chatzir is good because she has to be passive. V'nasan biyada chatzir minayin tamad loma. That's okay. But v'nasan requires an active nesina on the husband's part. V'chi chatzir gavro? What's going on? So Avdei Meluwan is going to have to say that just as v'nasan biyada includes her chatzir, so to v'nasan includes his chatzir. It's quite a remarkable concept. And the Ran says, if the get is in the house of the shaliach, we can say the chatzera shal shaliach is kiyado. What does that mean? A gavra, it's not. We're not silly enough to say that a field is a human being. That, not. But nonetheless, if the get comes from his property to her property through his dibur, this is sufficient. We had already mentioned this yesterday, where the Mordechai asked the question, let's say, matnas shchimra, the divrei shchimra, kichsubim v'chimsurim, but he didn't do anything, just using words. The answer is, had it been a dindaraisa, according to the Mordechai, it would actually work. Even though there's no actual nesina. Nesina can be satisfied, according to this interpretation, when the object moves from his possession to her possession. That itself is considered to be a nesina, even though he's not doing anything with his own hands. It's a big chiddush, but that's how some suggest. And finally, the Ritva has the following suggestion. He says, what do you mean? When the husband put the get down originally in his field, that itself is considered to be a nesina. What? What a nesina. It's not chal at that point in time. Well, we'll call it a nesina arichta, a phrase found in the Ritva and in the Rama and other sources. And even though it was not put in there for the moment, l'shem gerushin, because he expected to transfer the property of the entire real estate, nonetheless, it's considered to be a nesina in a pinch, according to this opinion of the Ritva. Okay, so we solve our rabbos. What we've done so far today in our opening part of today's shir is go over the Rashi and the Tosfos on these words with Tezel. First, we had the Rashi who threw an agav. We had all those pshatim there back and forth. And now the Tosfos' fundamental question: where's the nesina over here? So we had a number of interpretations. Either we suggested that giving the karak itself is considered to be an act of nesina based upon the meiri, or we consider his shliach his to be like a shliach la'olacha in a broader sense. Or we say the putting into a place which will into the original place where the husband put it, that itself is considered the beginning of a nesina arichta. A phrase will come to momentarily. Fine. So now the Gemara discusses a number of halachas which are actually required. Here on the Ayin Zayinam and Beis. The Gemara is chachotze mishim yodis raboi. Some say shlichus, I mentioned before, the idea of shlichus. So the Gemara says, Mayoda, the last 15 lines, Mayoda besmucha, afchatzera besmucha. Others say, no. Mayoda mishtameres dat, afchatzera mishtameres dat. You don't necessarily need smucha. So Rabbi Ol said, what's the definition? It's important to understand the definition of a chatzer which is not smucha, or a chatzer which is not mishtameres. And we'll have a briska chakira. Is the pshat that without being her being nearby, or without it being mishtameres, that she can watch what's in it, the pshat is it's not a chotzer at all? Well, the pshat is no. A chotzer it is, but you're not kona. For one of these two reasons, either it's ena smuchala or ena mishtameres data. Sounds like a bunch of funny words. What's the difference if it's not a chotzer or if it's not kona? Bottom line, it's not kona. The answer is tremendous difference. Because in the Hilchos Gittin, we said before, it's not enough to have a kinyan. You have to have a nosan biyado to chatzera. So in any particular case, if you view it as a chotze, even though it's not kone, but it still satisfies the nesina part, and it could be a subsequent kinyan. If, however, it is not considered to be a chotzer at all, then we would have no venos of the other. We'd have problems. Perhaps we may have to take it back and give it back to her a second time. So that's the framework of, we have to be mekatzer over here, but that's the framework over here. In any given case which doesn't work, what's the pshat? It's not considered yodah chatzer at all, or it's considered yodah v'chatzer, but it does not satisfy the kinyan requirement. That's the question in each and every situation. So you have to try to figure out what it is in these kinds of cases. So the Ran quotes a Rashba that in the case of Eina Betzad Chatzera, and later on she says Tiskeli Chatzeri, when she presumably comes near the Chatzer. Quote the Rashba, it's good. Frek the Ran, what are you talking about? When you put the get into the chatzah and she wasn't there, the chatzah wasn't the shliach, it wasn't his shliach, it wasn't her shliach. How in the world does it work? So what are they fighting about? So the Imre Moshe suggests that the pshat in the Ran is a remarkable pshat. The pshat in the Ran is, I put it right now into a chatzah, and the woman, the wife is not standing there, it's not standing nearby, but ultimately she will come nearby. So it's enough to fulfill venos and be yoda if I put a get in a field which will ultimately be like yoda, even though right now it's not. It's quite a remarkable chiddush, which some suggest. And when you said therefore hareza gitech at that point in time, that itself was good. Because although there was no kinyan yet, and it wasn't chal yet, it wasn't even her yad yet, but it was ultimately going to become her yad. So it's considered to be a nesina right now, and it'll be a kinyan subsequently, when she says tiskel yichatzeri. So the hareza gita can be said according to the Rashba right away. And the Ran says no. Iran seems to say that a case of Enos Mukhala, you have to have a Tiskeli Chatzeri subsequently, and at that moment in time is when the Kinyan of the Get takes place. At that time, the Reza Gittich should be said. And presumably the Nesina works retroactively. There was originally a Nesina from before. The Ramah says the whole, you're both wrong. We work until now a chotzer. But Eina Smucha has a din of chotzer. We'll call it like Yodah Chatzer, just it's not Kona. But a shame Yad it has, of an Osim Yad is fulfilled. The Ramah says, nothing doing. If you're not standing near the chotzer, it's not considered a Yad at all. What do you have to do? Pick it up and put it back down into the chotzer after the woman comes near the chotzer. Ramah is the simplest to explain. She says it's an absolute chasarim. No nesina took place, start all over again. The Ran and the Rashba say no. A chotzer, to some extent, it is. A kinyan, not yet. The dispute is now, it's enough to say areza gitach now, the Rashba says. Or no, you have to say areza gitach later on. But they both agree, you don't have to actually pick up the item and put it back again. Can I help you? Oh, it's a pleasure to see you. I want to introduce everybody to a major Talmud Chacham. Everyone know who he is? Rav Berzon Shlita. Oh,
thanks, sir.
Rav Berzon.
I don't need the cover.
No, but it's important that people should know who you are. Rav Berzon.
I don't know your schedule. That's why I'm sorry I came back.
You came at a good time. Rav Berzon Shlita has been serving as Rosh Hashiva in Shire Mevarech Eretz Yisrael for many years. How many? 18 years. Kaminyan Chai.
Before that, Shalavim for 10.
Wow. So there's a man of a tremendous experience, and now he's starting a new project called Oz
Lamelech.
Lamelech.
Which is a sefer on the Rambam that hasn't been published yet.
That's your sefer.
Yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Berz, that's future. He'll one day.
Someone told me to look it up in Ozla Melech. You know,
in 100 years from now, I'm going to say the Ozla Melech said. Right, they're going to be saying Baruch Hashem Shirom. So it's a niche for Talmidim who are graduating college and are looking for a place to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Who's graduating college in June? Anybody? I promise that you know, too many for next year, but for this year they're
right. No, I want them to hear about it, even right. If they're freshmen in college,
right.
You know,
right.
Just
okay.
To keep it in mind, because the idea of taking off a year after right. College is very new. Those who are going to the mir are going to the mir. Those
right.
Are going for smicha, going for smicha.
Right.
But those who want to take a year off, what they call the gap year, and
some people they go to medical school and then to law school and they have
right.
To wait a year,
right. Or they try to get a job.
I can vouch for Rabbi Berz as being a big talmid chacham.
Terrible. What I wanted to ask you was, and I'm sorry that I interrupted, when can I come in for about 15 minutes just to say Shnickel Torah?
Next week. This week.
What day of the week is good?
Any day.
Not so this week. Can we be covered for Monday?